This is Arts and More on WMUK. Every summer, the Waterfront Film Festival is held in Saugatuck. Every summer, except this one. This year's Waterfront will be held in South Haven starting Thursday. James Sanford of the Battle Creek Inquirer gives us a sneak peek of this year's films.
Aw, yeah.
It's the question the world has been asking for more than 20 years. What was it really like to work with Vanilla Ice on his ill-fated Cool as Ice movie? Actress Kristen Minter will tell all as part of this year's Waterfront Film Festival.
Oh yeah, Cat. Words of wisdom. Drop that zero and get with the hero.
Excuse me?
For the first time in its 14-year history, the festival will not be held in Saugatuck. The move south is an attempt to revitalize Waterfront, as the first time the festival will be screening films in actual cinemas. The three-screen Michigan Theater will be utilized, as well as South Haven's Foundry Hall and Listiac Auditorium near South Haven High School. Minter will discuss the making of Cool as Ice at 11 p.m. Saturday at the Michigan Theater. It's one of the festival's campy late-night revival shows. Some of the festival's other highlights include the Midwest premiere of Teddy Bears, a comedy drama about friendships being put to the test during a trip to the desert. It stars Jillian Jacobs, David Krumholtz, Jason Ritter, and the always wonderful Melanie Linsky. It shows at 4:30 p.m. Friday and 9 p.m. Saturday at Listiac Auditorium. There's also Syrup, a spoof of the advertising world, starring Amber Heard, Brittany Snow, Kellan Lutz, and Rachel Dratch.
This product could be sneakers or t-shirts or glow-in-the-dark headbands. It's not about the fluid, it's about the image.
That plays at 7 p.m. Friday and 11:30 a.m. Saturday at Listiac Auditorium. Waterfront has a solid track record of discovering terrific documentaries over the years, such as March of the Penguins, Grizzly Man, The Queen of Versailles, and Murder Ball. This year's crop includes director Nicole Tini's Bible Quiz, which focuses on a 17-year-old Washington State girl named Michaela Earle, who has memorized thousands of biblical verses in order to compete in the National Bible Quiz.
Where the husband is the head of the wife, is Christ is the head of the church, is body of Christ.
Am I not trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I was strong, I'm trying to please men and not serving Christ.
Michaela's mission is complicated by the slow realization that she's falling in love with her team captain. Bible Quiz screens at 9 a.m. Friday and 4:30 p.m. Saturday in Listiac Auditorium. Also on the schedule is director and screenwriter Leslie Zemeckis' Bound by Flesh, which takes a look at the tragic careers of Daisy and Violet Hilton, the conjoined twins who were born in England and sold by their mother to a freak show operator. When the women were brought to America in the 1920s, they became enormous stars in vaudeville, although they never made much money, thanks to unscrupulous managers. They eventually went on to star in cinematic shockers like director Todd Browning's ultra-disturbing Freaks and the exploitation flick Chained for Life.
You laughed at them, shuddered at them, and yet, but for the accident of birth, you might be even as they are.
Their story was also the basis for the 1997 Broadway musical Sideshow. Bound by Flesh shows at 9 a.m. Friday and 11:30 a.m. Sunday at Foundry Hall. Another sad showbiz story unfolds in Blackfish, a documentary built around Tilikum, a killer whale that was captured off the coast of Iceland and eventually relocated to SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida. In the nearly 30 years Tilikum has been performing, the 12,000-pound bull orca has been responsible for the deaths of three trainers, and the makers of Blackfish place the blame for the killer whale's aggressive behavior squarely on the shoulders of the SeaWorld bosses.
If you were in a bathtub for 25 years, don't you think you'd get a little psychotic?
For information on all the features, documentaries, and short films screening at the festival, as well as ticket prices and venue addresses, visit waterfrontfilm.com. Then get ready to hit the road to South Haven. Waterfront may have changed its location, but it still looks like a great weekend getaway for movie fans. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from the Battle Creek Inquirer.